begin the card daf masechta and megillah daf chaf. We begin the manav. We begin the tayis maskin. We begin with the gemara. But toivel le maz and the liyam. Another things that we have that has to be during the daytime is the immersion and the spraying can only be during the daytime. Now, tayis says kasha. It's difficult. Why? Because it's not masechta parah. Learn the mishnah masechta parah in the 12th parak. It says in toivelin. Isabelaili, and I'll let it dip the hyssop, which you have to first dip it into the ash waters. Can't dip it at nighttime, umazim b'yim, and spray during the daytime, because it all has to be during the daytime. That's regarding the azer, abel hu atzma, with the person himself. Tayyib alayla, he could immerse himself at nighttime, umazim b'yim, and you could spray him during the daytime. Ay, b'hachamin, he was saying, agamon, the chocolate, b'yim, after he has to table during the daytime. So, Pirsh b'yim, Tom, he explains, oh, the state tefillah is in. There's actually two different immersions, two different tefillahs in the mikveh has to do. One's before he gets sprayed with the ash waters on day 7, Kedel Kabal Hazah, so that he could be acceptable to get the Hazah. The Isa Habibaila, that one, you're right. That we see in the Mishnah Sef's part, that could be at nighttime. Kedam Sef's Yavamasek, where the Mishnah in Yavamasek, in Vavavabes. And the Achas Lachazah, we have one that's after the spraying. Bahaina, he did Steve Bakra, that's the one that's written in the Pasik. But here, Habibaila, that's what our Sog is saying, that's during the daytime. I'm Vachana Mashim Parag Bezdi Krisin of Tesam and Aftik, Ika Tvila of Nehazah, that there is a Tvila before the Hazah. And again, that's the one that was saying that that could be at nighttime. Where do we find this? Because the Gemara says over there, Ma, Abay Seichem, just like your father, like the little Buddhist, did not come into the common of being the Jewish people of the middle of a Tvila, Vartzah's Damim, only with circumcision, they went Tvila, and with being appeased with blood sprayed on them, Vartzah's Damim, and Afkalam, where do we know Vartzah's Damim? But Yishik has a Damim, it says they were sprayed with blood. Now, a tefillah nafkalon, how do we know that they did tefillah? Mishum the comedian, because we have a tradition, it ain't as oblig tefillah for now, that you can't be sprayed without having a tefillah beforehand. Can they look at the hazah so that you can accept the hazah? And now, the hazah is part of the makam oisah hazah imed. It's that when the tummy person gets sprayed with the pardum ashes, it's the equivalent of what the klaiso had by Matan Torah in the equivalent of that hazah. Then we can't do the tefillah now, so you see, you have to have a tefillah beforehand. So, you see that tefillah that Rabbi Tam is saying. And also, we come to tefillah you also know the tefillah afterwards, because the Sefri we learned, should make them tefillah hazah. If someone does tefillah before the hazah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't done anything. Obviously, because you have to do tefillah after hazah, like it sounds like over there. And the achaz kaim hazah, and you have to do one before the hazah, because the hazah increases, like it sounds like increases, become a kaim, because we're saying the shabbat, get tefillah and hazah, like in our Gemara, where it mentions that the tefillah before the hazah. So, you see, you have two of them. It says Taisis become makam kasha ha'cha, but still it's difficult over here because there is a tefillah ma'ariv, but still which tefillah are we talking about over here? If it's tefillah ne'azah, if it's a tefillah before the spring, in the mashmal lishna did not contain mitzvah, like the wording sounds like when you say, as our different mashmal Taisis like tefillah mimasin, we're talking about the tefillah that comes first before the azah. Imkay nava ha'filah malaga rishon, but we just explained that for the mission of seventh parah that can be even at nighttime. And the imar ba'isros lachazon, we're talking about the one that after the spring. What do you mean, my year mishum the iskir slaza? Why do you need to say that the reason how you know it has to be during the daytime because compared to the spraying? Table the mishum nevelach hazah very simply because that's be after the spraying. Beinam b'yam in the spraying itself going to be during the daytime. So maybe it's coming talking about the following night. So it says no, muti lal shach hazah to exclude the night that comes after the spraying. Daniel lo shmini that's the night of the 8th day ready after the 7th day. Later that you don't need because you keep in the avash shvi because actually once the 7th day passed, she did the muti litzum chalashita. Obviously you could have whenever you want to. And because Rashi Pirshki Rashi explains like this also in the mission that Mishnah Avah Yom, the day passes, and what's the like? You're about night. So which one is this tefillah that we're talking about that we're telling you a chiddush that has to be during the daytime? So Kach Nirka Pirshki Riva actually says different. It seems like the Riva's interpretation. The Achamayim tefillah is Ezev. We're actually not talking about that person's tefillah. We're talking about the tefillah of the Ezev to have be Mama Kedinam Masech this part like we start of taste with that Mishnah Masech this part that has to be during the daytime. And that's what he said first about dipping and then spraying, which that's how you do it. You dip in the Ezev and then you spray. At which pasuk is that? That's the beginning of the Yisam. That's what we're comparing to Azor and Asugya. But I mean, cautionary, but there's a difficulty to the read. Because the Amma Vishilim Masech Zim, the Gemara says, and the Sech Zim, that's Pei Chesem and Alv, Hazab, Azab, of its Meis, Tfilah Sim Ayyan. Their Tfilah is on the day, and on the day of Yom Kippurim, because their Tfilah is during the daytime. It says, but once it's already from the time of Mincha and onwards, one should not go ahead and time it. Imperious. What does it mean from Mincha? Achash just bal tefillas haMincha. You already done a Mincha, so there's no need to be tahar for the tefillah because the tefillah is an ilo. Yechol amar b'lai. You could say at night. Now, one thing is the pshita d'hainim ayoyim. Obviously, when it says that the tefillah is on the daytime and therefore on the day of Yom Kippurim is only shalach hazah after they already were sprayed. The tmeimis with the paraduma ash waters, because the ilaf ne'azov, because before he sprayed, hechmat al-tvil be'im kippurim, how could he tell me in kippurim Even from the tefillas, bezman mitzvah, even because you think, okay, because tabling in the time when you could be matar, it's a mitzvah. Come up with masav, but still being sprayed with the ashwood is the rabbanon. So therefore, how could he do this? Because anyway, he's not going to become tar because he didn't have an azah, and you can't do a azah in Yom Kippur. Then the Pharisees met my immigrant and say he was sprayed from the day before. Now he's tabled in the eighth day. And the tefillah bezman, there's not a table in the time, so therefore, the dechem mikvurim should not be dechem mikvurim. So what's the pshad? How do you understand this sugya? And that's the taste of it. What you have to say is Shekibel Hazam and Cotton, that although that one's not allowed to do the Hazam Yom Kippur, either it was done by a minor, or it was done by mistake, or he violated and he did do the Hazam, but now after the Hazam, since he already had the Hazam, so now he's allowed to do the Trilah, because now it would be Trilah Bezmano Mitzvah, because he had the Hazam today, which is Bezmano, and therefore. That's what it would be talking about. It would have to be talking about that. It would talk about the tefillah that's after the hazah. How do we know that mila is by daytime? Because it says on the eighth day the circumcision has to be. So it says kasha is difficult because the paragraph below I'm loy heavy. There it's a paragraph shabbos of kavam bezim and alf. Dorashai krod the gemara responds this pasuk that we're bringing here in our different maskal tesis. Loyim to tell us not that by daytime. I'm just tell you that filled with shabbos. The eighth day, whatever the eighth day is, even though shabbos. And where do we know not at night time? It's from when on the eighth day from a different pasuk. And we have the brisa that says like Rabbi Yechanan that it's from this other pasuk, not our pasuk that our Gemara brings. And that's it. There's something you can say is the Hachamai said the Rosh Hashanah of Yosef. You're right. Here we're just bringing the more simpler interpretation. Kriyas Nagam, like we have by the Re'iyah of Nagayim, where the Gemara brings a pasuk. Which is really, it leaves the primary drush and just brings that which is the most simple one. Although you're right, the real drush is actually from a different source. Now, Ma'ekshad Abed Ephraim, he asked the following question. He says, keeping the Mila in the Malay laws. Okay, so that's what Gemara is asserting, that Mila is not at night time, it's only by daytime. That's the case, so it's a positive time bound commandment. It's not at all times, only during the daytime. Shandashim Tursim, in which women are exempt from time bound positive commandments. So from Kingdom Tesla case, Kash, you have a difficult because Lomali Paragam Gedush, why is it going to say first Paragam Gedush, Namakom Desmond Alf? Kuro, we have a pasuk, the Oisoi, when it talks about Rismila, him, Lomali to say that only a man, but the Isha in the Chayb is Lomali, but a woman does not have an obligation to do circumcision, which, meaning to her child. Tebule de Mitzah Sheshman Gurami, what do you mean? Of course she's exempt. It's a Mitzah Sheshman Gurami, which is Nashman Paturis. What you could say is the ilav oisai. If we didn't have the gzeir sakas of oisai, have mean I would have said the high the nashim tours mitzvah shes mangrama. This are women are exempt from passive time bound passive commandments. High that is hechad like a chorus where there's no punishment of chorus. Tell me the matzah, the simcha, the hakol, all those mitzvahs of eating matzah and simcha, nakol, the lesbul chorus. There's no punishment of chorus. When we not even mention the nashim, that's what we exclude women from. Avamila, which that's also in kedushin. Avamila shes ma chorus v'nechaz alash shleish and zbrisim. Avamila, which has a punishment of chorus, and there's 13 different covenants that are with brisimila. I mean, I would have said the mechayvu nashim lomos v'nayim that even though mitzvah shemagrim, but women would be obligated to circumcise their children. Nashman oisah the life that's having didn't have oisah to say that no, she's not coming. Or ina, I mean, another approach you could say is lamila shlobes mama that we needed to tell you for the mila not on the eighth day. Come on, the amad the naigim maybe like the one who says that once it's not on the eighth day, you could do it at night or at daytime. So then it's not time bound commandment anymore, therefore the women would have been mechuyev. That's why you need to have eyesight to exclude that women are not obligated. What's the difference? Shemez Yom, you told me that we know Tfilas Vibayim. Why do you mention specifically Shemez Yom? So we had mentioned the previous places when we're talking about Tfilah in the Mishnah, are we talking about Tfilas Ezav, Tfilas of the person? So now we asked, what's this tefillah? So depending on how you interpret that, that's going to be dependent on what the Gemara's question is, as Tais explains. He says, if v'loy toivl nil el, that you can't toivl at night time. Is my tefillah is talking about the tefillah of the person, sasa shabbos? It makes sense what the Gemara's question is. The boy, mashal meshe hiskid b'fnasavu, so why mention specifically shmez yayim more than any other person? We already mentioned this halacha. But if that was talking about dipping on the hisab, so what does it have to do with asking why we mentioning Shemayas Yom? So Tzarech L'Hashachah, what you have to explain is like this. Why are you mentioning specifically Shemayas Yom that it's by daytime? Because Shach Chivetvilas, from all other Chivetvilas, you should also have to mention them too. Not that we already know it from Shach Chivetvilas, because that's not talking about a person, my Ezim, but then why is this single that more than the other ones? And that's the most question of Maishna Shemayas Yom, that we mentioned in Tvilas during the daytime.